28, Ezekiel 28. And this message will be the third message in a series of messages about the God of this world. And of course, when we talk about the God of this world, we're talking about Satan, the devil. And last Sunday morning and Sunday night, we looked at some specific things about the devil. And primarily, we kind of went at this backwards in that what we did was last Sunday morning, we looked at how the devil is, the power of Satan is manifested in this present dispensation. And then last Sunday night, we went back and we looked at how the power of Satan was manifested in the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And this morning, I want to conclude this series of messages by looking at some things in general about Satan and how that in reality, even though there's a manifestation of Satan in different ways, that the end result or the end desire of Satan is always the same. And that end result and that end desire is that people be deceived. Satan is the master of deception. And everything that he does, no matter when it was, whether it was the Old Testament, the earthly ministry of Christ, or today in the dispensation of the grace of God, the end in sight for Satan is always to deceive people. And generally he does it by imitating that which God does. As a matter of fact, when we read here in Ezekiel chapter 28, we see that Satan's original state was that of having a position of authority in the heavens at the throne of God. Look there in verse 12. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. And the reference here is talking about the spirit that's in this man, but it's also making a reference to Satan himself. Verse 13, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardis, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. Now, go back, if you will, to Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah 14. His original state was that he was one of the wisest and most beautiful creatures of God's creation. His original sin, well, I should have read there, I'm sorry, go back to Ezekiel, I hope you didn't lose your place there, and let's read the couple of verses there before we go to Isaiah. In verse 15, thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I'll destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty, and thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground, I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. So we see not only was Satan's original position, but we see what happened as a result of his rebellion. Now, if you go back to Isaiah chapter 14, Isaiah 14, not only do we see his original state and his original sin, but we see what his original plan was. In Isaiah 14, in verse 12, the Bible says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Now that last phrase really there sums up what Satan has desired ever since his fall. And that is, he says, I will be like the Most High. His plan of deception always centers around doing that which is like God. Being like God to the extent that people actually believe that what he is doing is of God. When you go back to Exodus chapter 15, well, don't turn there. Exodus 15:11 says, who is like unto thee, O God, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? In other words, the Bible is clear that there is no other God but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of heaven that created all things. And Satan's desire is to be like him. Now, last week, or last Sunday night, we looked at the fact that Satan's power only extends to that which God allows. For example, in Luke chapter 4, when the Jesus Christ is led into the wilderness to be tempted, the devil says there, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. Brother Steve this morning read from Hebrews chapter 2, where it said, all things are subdued unto him, and yet at this time, he says, they're not under his total dominion. Well, let's read the passage to be clear. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2 in verse 8. And by the way, this is very similar to what Paul writes when he says in 1 Corinthians 15:28, when all things shall be subdued unto them, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. In other words, all power is given unto him, but not all things are yet subdued unto him. He says in Hebrews 2:8, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him, but now we see not yet all things put under him. When we talk about Satan being the god of this world, he is the god of this world because God is permitting him to be so, and because it gives man the opportunity to exercise his free will. And so we see that Satan, throughout the ages, has desired to be like God and to take the authority and power that belongs only to God. And God has allowed Satan to have certain powers over this sin-cursed earth. Now, this plan of deception is one that we see that runs throughout the Scriptures. Look back in Job, in Job chapter 12. In Job chapter 12,